You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Cubs baseball today, this Thursday, December 21st, just 4 days away from Santa's arrival. Carrie Muscat arrives today as she talks Cubs baseball with us, our Cubs reporter for MLB.com. Carrie, as always, we thank you for the time. We're going to talk about Jim Hickey's homecoming. The Chicago native reunited with Joe Maddon as he takes over pitching coach duties for the Cubs for the 2018 season. We'll talk about all the Cubs' moves on the pitching front, both in the rotation and the bullpen. Almost a not a complete overhaul, but a lot of changes certainly on both fronts. We'll talk about the new and improved Kyle Schwarber. He's dropped some pounds. He is more lean, and he wants to get back to his pre-2017 form. His 2017 kind of a lost season for him. And then we'll come down the home stretch by tackling some Christmas-themed questions here to kind of get into the holiday spirit. But, Carrie, like I said, first things first, we'll talk about Jim Hickey and his Chicago homecoming. As, again, he and Joe Maddon spent eight seasons together, forming quite the tandem in Tampa Bay. So here in the dead of winter, Carrie, what are some things that Jim Hickey is doing or can't do to be able to hit the ground running and you know, take over that pitching coach job in earnest come the spring?
Well, I had a chance to talk to Jim at the winter meetings. He drove over from Tampa to Orlando just to kind of touch base and, as he put it, talk to the nerd herd, which is Joe Maddon also calls them the geek squad, you know, the guys that do all the IT stuff and the videos. But Jim's already been sort of looking at video of some of the players, some of the pitchers. He also admitted that because he's a baseball fan, he's also well aware of who's on the Cubs staff and has kept an eye on them, you know, John Lester's and Kyle Hendricks and those guys. So it's not going to be totally foreign. But I asked him if he played golf, because usually that's how a lot of pitching coaches get to know their pitchers. But he said, no, he's more of a fisherman, and you can't do much fishing in Arizona. But I think he's looking forward to spring training. He said just the face-to-face time in spring training will be probably the best for him, because he'll be able to get to know what guys want to do. And I think he's also kind of, you know, every once in a while looking at video, talking to others about what he's inheriting. You know, some of the pitching is, as you've noticed, is kind of in a state of flux, and there's a lot of there'll be some new faces, so I think he's probably be better. He also mentioned that he was looking forward to the Cubs convention, which is something that he did not have in Tampa Bay, because then in January he'll have a chance to kind of talk to guys face-to-face there, too. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And two of the guys that he is going to be working with are familiar to him, and vice versa, as, of course, the Cubs have come to terms with both Drew Smyly and Steve Cishek, both of them former Rays. And they, of course, worked with Jim Hickey during their Tampa Bay days. So, of course, you know, these are just two of the moves that the Cubs have made to kind of make over that bullpen, bolster that starting rotation with guys like Tyler Chatwood. What other names, if any, might be on the Cubs' wish list right now with regards to pitching, Carrie?
Well, Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer did meet with Yu Darvish in Texas. They flew down to Dallas and had a 3.5-hour meeting. So there is that option that they could sign Darvish, who is a free agent. Darvish also is not tied to any kind of qualifying offer, because he was traded midseason. So it wouldn't be... I think it's just a matter of Darvish deciding where he wants to go and seeing if the Cubs are the right match. So that's one name. I've also heard that they talked about Alex Cobb, who is also with the Rays, but I'm not. That one might depend on the dollars. I don't know what they're asking for, but you know, the Cubs aren't about to give everybody John Lester type money, and it's just a matter of seeing what's the right fit.
Carrie, I'm curious, any discussion whatsoever regarding Lance Lynn? He's a guy that I've been a fan of for a couple of years now, always puts up solid numbers, and of course, you know, he's been, you know, right in the thick of the Cubs Cardinals rivalry. You know, could we see John Lackey part two, where the, you know, the Cubs get a guy who is, you know, a big part of a Cardinals rotation? Any discussion about him whatsoever?
You know, I haven't heard his name at all, which I find kind of interesting. So I don't know. That's a name. It just doesn't come up.
Yeah, it's interesting that it doesn't, because I'm a little surprised that the market's not a little heavier for him. Of course, the two A-list guys are Arrieta and Yu Darvish, and maybe once they come off the board, the market heats up for Lance Lynn. We'll see what happens there. Kerry, shifting gears here, I really want to get your thoughts on Kyle Schwarber, because, you know, he's been in the news so much about the transformation he's undergone with his body and getting leaner and, you know, shedding some pounds, shedding some of the bulk that he's kind of been known for. And I know that, you know, as fans, when fans hear these reports and they even see pictures, maybe you take it with a grain of salt until you actually see the real thing. But you have seen him in person. So how legitimate is this transformation? Is this a completely different person, or is he at least, you know, on his way to becoming a different Kyle Schwarber?
Well, I don't think he's going to become a different Kyle Schwarber. He's just hopefully going to be a little more agile and a little more what he'd like to do is, by losing the weight, maybe that will help him in left field a little bit more. What I think I was most encouraged about is that by losing the weight, it's going to help his knee. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had the two surgeries on his knee, or two torn ligaments on his knee that he incurred in 2016 and early in the season. So that set him back, and he wore a brace all last year. He's been able to work out without a brace on. And I think that, to me, is more encouraging than anything else. He actually started this weight loss during the season last year because he was having his meals delivered. And I think that was kind of the key, where, you know, instead of eating clubhouse food or going out to eat every night, you know, his meals were pretty much set. So he started there. He's been training pretty hard in Florida. And he drove over from Tampa to Orlando just to kind of show off a little bit. Mm-hmm. He does look slimmer, much slimmer. He won't say how much he's lost because he hasn't gotten on the scale yet. He's not done either. But judging from his attitude, it's going well.
Yeah, I mean, we see guys now, you know, who are getting younger and younger, paying much more attention than in years past to their health. Because they don't want to be in their mid to late 30s and have the back issues or the knee issues. They want to, you know, prolong their careers and have that longevity that maybe some guys were robbed of. And, you know, we're seeing Schwarber, like you said, do the thing with the nutrition and the increased training. And hopefully that leads to, you know, more production for the Cubs and for Kyle Schwarber in particular in 2018. On that front, Kerry, when he met with some of the Cubs brass, I mean, he reiterated his desire to keep leading off. He said it's something that he obviously, you know, failed at last year and just had a lost 2017 season. How determined is he to prove himself as a leadoff hitter? And do you think that Joe Maddon's going to give him that chance to, you know, succeed in that role again?
Well, actually, I don't recall him saying that he wanted to lead off. It was something that we asked Maddon, and we asked Hoyer, I believe, or I can't remember if it was Hoyer or Theo, and just asked them if they would consider it. Joe's response was that he wants to see how the rest of the roster shapes up to decide who's going to do it. So there was no commitment on that way. I think if Kyle's great getting on base, which is one of the reasons that Joe projected him as a leadoff hitter. If it were me, I think I'd have him down further in the order and not try and go through all that again. I mean, he just didn't hit last year. So, I'm not sure if he was batting second, third, fourth, fifth, wherever he was batting. I'm not sure if it would have mattered. But I think it's just a matter. Let's just wait and see how the roster shapes up before they decide who's going to bat where.
Yeah, let a few more dominoes fall before you figure out the ideal spot for Kyle Schwarber in that lineup. There should be a spot for him. Where it falls between 1 and 9 right now is anybody's guess. Well, Kerry, I want to shift gears, of course, here to get in the holiday spirit, a few Christmas-themed questions to kind of come down the home stretch. And maybe the guy we just discussed would be the answer to this question, but let's get your take on it. Of the Cubs players right now on the roster, which one would make the best department store Santa Claus?
He's not technically a Cub now, but I'm going to give the nod to Rene Rivera because he and his wife did this amazing effort this offseason where they were able to get donations, get 25,000 toys.
Wow.
That they took down to Puerto Rico, and they were able to distribute among 32 schools and plazas down there in 11 towns over 3 days. And I mean, if anybody knows the meaning of Christmas right now. It's Rene Rivera, and what he and his wife did is truly amazing. So kudos to them.
Yes, hats off to Rene and his wife for sure. That is an amazing, generous effort on both their parts. Kerry, question two. There always seems to be a couple of players in every clubhouse that thinks they can sing or likes to croon or carry a tune, however you want to word it. So if the Cubs had a Christmas caroling group, which player or players would be front and center of that group?
Well, I know Chris Bryant did a duet with his then-girlfriend, now-wife, Jessica, from the movie, the song from the movie Frozen.
Hmm.
So I'm going to nominate Bryant for that.
Okay, very good. Next question, Kerry, from the famous movie A Christmas Story. Little Ralphie, his primary goal the whole movie was to get his precious Red Ryder BB gun. That's all he wanted. He finally did get the thing. So if the Cubs have their proverbial Red Ryder BB gun this offseason, what would that be? Or maybe it's something they already have. What do you think?
Well, if the way you're describing this is the one item that they really, really want, it would be another starting pitcher.
Okay.
And it would be someone that's not fourth or fifth starter, but maybe a little higher. So, which goes back to the Yu Darvish interview and goes back to them, trying to sort out who's out there. So I'm going to say a starting pitcher, and who knows, maybe it is Darvish. Who knows?
Yep, maybe it is. Maybe he's making his home starts at Wrigley in 2018. And, Kerry, the final thing to wrap up, sometimes a player and a team's fan base need to kind of kiss and make up after a rough season. So, who had a rough season in 2017 that might, they might need to step under that mistletoe and start fresh here for 2018?
Well, I know the fans are still critical of Jason Hayward. He did hit better than the first season with the Cubs. I mean, but not great. He did miss a lot of time. He hurt his hand, and he was out longer than I think anybody expected when he cut his hand. So I'm going to select Hayward for that. Although when a guy wins the Gold Glove Award like he does on a consistent basis, and Madden says it really gives him a comfort level having him out there, I think he does more than fans acknowledge, but I'm sure Jason would come through for that.
Yeah, I think he wouldn't mind putting a few more points on the old batting average, but like you said, the defense is so good that you can almost overlook the offensive struggles from time to time. The annual Gold Glove winner, Jason Hayward. Kerry Muscat, a Gold Glove for you. Thank you so much for the time. A happy holiday season to you and yours, and we will do it again after the new year in 2018. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Chicago Cubs.